I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to warmly welcome back clarinetist Wonkok Kim. Is formerly on the faculty at Tennessee Tech University in Cookeville. He's now at the University of Oregon, so not still a Middle Tennessee musician, but we're happy to see you again with your beautiful playing and your warm face. Juan, good to see you.
Thank you, Will. Good to see you.
This time, Juan is here with the Parker String Quartet. Young but seasoned, beautiful young musicians who play beautifully, and we can't wait to hear this music of Brahms and Sibelius that they brought us today. The Parker String Quartet is very active on the road, touring on the road since the end of September. I guess they're going to be on the road the entire year, it looks like, by your schedule. They're also in residence at Harvard University, so we're happy to welcome them. The Parker String Quartet are Daniel Chong, violin, Ying Shui, violin, Jessica Bodner, viola, and Ki Hyun Kim, cello. So happy to have you in Studio C for the first time. I hope you'll come back sometime. Juan, you want to introduce this first piece?
Of course. It's a clarinet quintet by Johannes Brahms, and it's a very special piece for us clarinetists, and it's just an absolute privilege to be able to play with this wonderful musicians here. And they're here actually to perform tonight at Tennessee Tech University at Wattenberg Auditorium at 7:30 in the evening. So if you're wanting to hear the whole performance, please come to the concert. It's free to the public. And it's just a delightful experience.
We'll be hearing the third and fourth movements of the clarinet quintet in B minor, opus 115 by Johannes Brahms. Wonkok Kim with the Parker String Quartet.
Thank you.
That's music of Johannes Brahms, beautifully played live in Studio C by clarinetist Wonka Kim and the Parker String Quartet. We just heard the third and fourth movements of the clarinet quintet in B minor, Opus 115 of Johannes Brahms. And as I said, a very beautiful performance live in Studio C from 91 Classical and National Public Radio. Let's give a moment to let that sink in. That's remarkable music and beautifully played. Wonka Kim is here today again, and this time he's with the Parker String Quartet, and they'll be performing tonight. This is Tuesday night, the 14th of November, at 7:30 p.m. at Wattenberg Auditorium, Fine Arts Building at Tennessee Tech Campus in Cookeville. Daniel Chong is the violinist, first violinist, Ying Sui, the second violinist, if it's okay to put those two terms on it these days. Jessica Bodner plays viola, and Ki-hyun Kim, the cello. And Daniel Chong is going to introduce the Parker Quartet. Tell us about your ensemble.
Sure. So the quartet's been around for 15 years. We formed in 2002 as undergraduates at the New England Conservatory in Boston. And the reason we started to play together was really because we enjoyed each other's company and we had a lot of respect for each other's playing. And year after year, we ended up sticking together. And then we decided, before deciding on what to do for grad school, that we would pursue this as a career, which was probably very foolish. but lucky for us, we've survived. And you know, we're very thankful to be able to call this our way of meeting our means, and to just enjoy very much what we do and to keep growing as musicians.
And how did you come by your name, the Parker Quartet?
So when we started, we realized that we were all from very different places. Jessica was from Houston, Ki is from Seoul, our original second violinist was from Wisconsin, Ying is from northwestern China, and I'm from Southern California. So very different places, and we thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to associate ourselves with Boston, because that's where we met and formed. So we actually named ourselves after the Parker House in Downtown Crossing, which is a historical landmark and the oldest running hotel in the U.S. And more importantly, back in its heyday, it was a very popular meeting point for all different types of artists, writers, visual artists, musicians. And we liked particularly the transcendental writers. And we particularly liked that spirit of creative minds coming together and enjoying each other's company.
Well, you play beautifully and such unity of concept and ear. It's very lovely playing. You're going to bring some music from Jean Sibelius for us next. What is this?
Yes, yeah, so we have, as a string quartet, there's very little music of Sibelius that we can dive into. So we're lucky to have at least this one quartet entitled Intimate Voices. And it's the only quartet that he wrote as a mature composer. And it's just a very incredibly creative and provocative and vivid piece of music. We're going to play for you the shortest movement of the five. And this is the second movement, Vivace. And we've just really enjoyed getting to know Sibelius's language in such an intimate medium. Thank you.
Delightful piece by Jean Sibelius, the second of the five-movement string quartet, Voces Intime, or Intimate Voices. How different from the robust vastness of his orchestral music. Absolutely, that's delightful. Yeah. We wish you would play some more of that piece for us, but we can't do it today, can we? Alas. This is the Parker String Quartet live in Studio C today. That was actually the last music we'll hear today. Juan Ka Kim, thank you for bringing this delightful quartet to us today. Juan Ka Kim, the clarinetist, and again, they're at the Wattenbarger Fine Arts Building at Tennessee Tech in Cookeville this evening, the Tuesday, the 14th of November, in case you're listening on Thursday. Sorry. That's at 7:30. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of 91 Classical and Live in Studio C. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Bill Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's and Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.